be nice to be jumping on a bus to Dunleary right about now. In fact, it'd be nice to be jumping on a bus anywhere right about now. And with that in mind, I think there's 120,000-odd students who would like to be jumping on a bus and going anywhere other than where they are at the moment. Debbie Cusack, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning, Tony, and good morning to your listeners this morning from Samaritans.
As I said, Debbie, it is a fairly stressful time for 120,000-odd students in Ireland because we are in full flow of exam season.
Yes, full flow is right. Yeah.
You are urging students that are sitting the junior and leaving cert exams to place well-being ahead of exam results. How does that work? Is that about, and I don't want to use the phrase, but it's the only one that sort of comes to mind, about psyching themselves up before they go into the exam to say, look, I'll just do the best I can, and what happens, happens.
That makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it, Tony, what you're saying? But I suppose in Samaritans, what we would say to people, young people with exam stress and anybody under any kind of pressure, is that, you know, when you find yourself getting a little bit overwhelmed, when you think your head is bursting, when your brain feels like the inside of a washing machine, that's a good time to give us a call to try and sort out what's going on. Maybe either a call on our free phone number 116123 or contact through our email or our text, or indeed a visit to any of our centres around the country. Because what we sort of feel, Donny, is that when you get to that point, a listening ear, somebody who is empathetic, trained, non-judgmental, can be a great asset to help you clear your head and help you cope with what's going on.
And do you find in the Samaritans, and as you said there, for anybody who is affected by this, and it could be parents as well, of course, who are being stressed.
Absolutely. You've got a good point there, Tony. That is the fact, yeah.
You know, that number is there, 116123. And that number, by the way, will not show up on any form bill or anything like that. So you need to be worried about anybody knowing that you made the call. But I know, like from conducting interviews with yourself and other groups, that there are times of the year when there are spikes in the amount of calls you take. Is this one of those times for you in the Samaritans, Debbie?
In terms of people under exam stress?
In terms of people who are ringing you, that you're the number of calls you're getting increases around this time of year.
I don't know that we would have that reflection on number of calls, but I think what we would find is that contact to us on social media from young people would certainly be something that increases around this time of year. And, you know, something maybe to add, that if there are any young people listening that might be of value, is the 2 nights that the exam results come out for the junior cert and leaving cert, a number of our outreach volunteers will be at the plaza in front of the central bank there on Dame Street. You know, just being available for people who need to talk, who need to perhaps just touch base with a sympathetic ear, a listening ear. So that is something that we offer on top of our other sort of 24/7 services.
And again, Debbie, I suppose it can't be stressed strongly enough. And you know, I have said this on numerous occasions, that for 99.9% of the students sitting, particularly the leaving exam, I suppose, you know, that, you know, they're sort of 17, 18, maybe not one of them 19 years of age. 10 years goes by very, very quickly. And I wonder how many of them, when they're 27, 28 and 29, will be asked what they got in their leaving cert.
That's a very good point. I think when you're in the throes of it, it just seems to be so important, and it's hard to get a perspective on it. And as you say, in the bigger picture, it is important, but do you know what? Lots of people go through life and it is of little relevance to what they find themselves doing further down the line. But I suppose everybody wants to do their best, don't they, Tony?
Well, they do, Debbie, but I just wonder as well in relation to that, and I mean, we're not saying that people should have a laissez-faire or a blasé approach, of course, to this, because they shouldn't. Yeah. It is quite an important exam, but in saying that, in the greater scheme of things, it's relevant for getting points and moving on with whatever your chosen subject is, but at the same time, not doing well does not mean that you won't do well in life. I suppose that's really the point I'm trying to make to you. Debbie, how much... Because I can remember from my own time of sitting the Leaving Cert, which was, I think, back 1978, 79, in around that time anyway. When it was really tough. But it was just something you did.
Yeah.
There wasn't the media circus surrounding it that we have nowadays. Do you think that maybe that is adding to it? Like, we almost talk about it a week now before the first exam kicks off. Even when the fine weather came in, I mean, the first thing that was said was, the reason we have fine weather is because the Leaving Cert starts next week. Yeah. Is there too much of a media circus?
Do you know, I think you've got a very good point there. I think it increases the pressure. But as well as that, I think an awful lot of young people put pressure on themselves, don't they? That not only is it coming from the media, from their families, from their schools, but a lot of them put that pressure on themselves as well. And, you know, we're saying that Samaritans can be a great extra tool in that toolbox when you feel a little bit overwhelmed and it's somewhere to reach out in a very safe, non-judgmental kind of a setting where there are no consequences and you can just offload. And there's a great value in that, I think, Tony, for young people who are feeling that this media circus, as you refer to it, is closing in on them, and it can just give them a way of sort of just getting a perspective on things.
And as a matter of interest, Debbie, and just something when I'm listening to you there that came to my mind, have you got specially trained counsellors in the Samaritans that would deal with the type of stress that comes from exam pressure?
No. First of all, I suppose the main thing to say to you there, Donnie, is that we wouldn't be counsellors. We call ourselves listeners, and we are specially trained. It's quite an intensive training program that our volunteers go through, but it wouldn't be specific to any particular type of caller. The training we get helps us to address all and every type of caller, so that students with presenting with exam stress would be one of the areas that we would be dealing. People call through bereavement, unemployment, relationship problems. Loneliness is a huge one out there. So, you know, it can be a whole range of things, but the training, I think, focuses in on the individual and their feelings. And, you know, I think it's very much kept within those boundaries. And just if I could add one thing there, Tony, you used the word counsellor. Part of our ethos would be that we don't tell anybody what to do. We would tend to take the approach that each individual is the expert on themselves. I don't know what it's like to stand in your shoes, and vice versa. So our approach would be very much to explore with the individual what's playing on their mind, what's worrying them, what are their concerns. And, you know, bit by bit, try and help them to come to terms with what's going on. And we're not going to solve their problems, but we're hoping that we can in some way maybe help them to deal with them a little bit better and see the wood for the trees. Does that make sense?
It does make perfect sense, because I think, like, you know, that when you're coming... You know, we'll say, for argument's sake, yesterday morning, which was the real kick-off of it. I mean, your mind going into a series of exams. I mean, bad enough going in and doing one exam, which I suppose a lot of the advice is you concentrate on one exam at a time, because you can only do one exam at a time. Don't be worrying about what's coming down the track at you. But that's easier said than done when you're in the height of it. That your mind is like... You know, it's like mushy peas. And as you said earlier, like, you feel like your head is going to explode. There's so much going on in it. And, you know, take a deep breath. Go for a walk. Like, the work is done now. Either it is done or it isn't done. You're not going to to improve your case by panicking and stressing yourself out the night before an exam.
Completely agree. And I don't know whether you'd agree with me, Donny, and it goes back to your point about the media circus. I think for a lot of young people, the worst part of what they are going through is the anticipation. You know, that build-up, those few days beforehand. You just want to get started. As you say, the work is done. Just let me in, let me do it, find out whether I can hack this or not, and just have the stamina to get through it. I mean, once they get through this weekend, I'd imagine there's a feeling of, do you know what, we're on the home straight, would you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, they do it in such a way, and I suppose it's not a bad system either, Debbie, like where the hardest ones are up first and you get them out of the way. So, I mean, when that's done, you do feel like you're, I suppose you've turned a corner. And I think, going back to my own experiences and that of my family, like the psychological uplift you get from, we'll say English paper one is the first exam paper, that when you come out yesterday evening and you head home, you can take those books, put them away, and you'll never have to look at them again. That gives you a little bit of a bounce going into the next day.
Yeah, you've been, what, 5 or 6 years building up to this through your secondary school, and now you can say, done and dusted, pass them on, job done, and face the next challenge. And, you know, it's great for young people if they have that support at home and the wider family circle and friends, and if they themselves are sort of, you know, can approach the exam, as you were saying earlier, feeling the work is done. But, you know, I think there is a lot of anxiety and stress around it, no matter how you package it. I think it has to be an increasingly difficult time, not just the exam itself, but, you know, the worry about the path ahead and career choices and whether to go for this course or that course. There's a lot, isn't there, for young people to have to try and make decisions at a time when maybe they're really quite unsure themselves.
Yeah, and I think maybe that is maybe the aspect I think of all this which is most unfair on them, Debbie, is that, you know, in the middle of all this turmoil, they also have this to deal with, you know, where am I going after this, you know?
Yes, exactly. And not knowing for sure, well, how many points am I going to get? Am I going to get this course or that course, or maybe I'll get no course? You know, there's all of this going through their heads. And that uncertainty has to be very difficult to deal with on top of all the exam pressure and maybe parents and teachers on their back. You're not doing enough, you should be doing. So, you know, they're coming at it from young people from a lot of directions.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, it's we touched on it earlier, Debbie, you know, parents are under pressure too because they have massive worries about their children and how they're going to do. And, you know, I suppose a lot of them would be coming from the ethos of probably this is the most important exam of your life, which, you know, you can understand where the theory comes from. But, you know, I think we've all seen enough over the last couple of years, Debbie, to realise that maybe the physical and mental well-being of your child maybe is far more important than marks on a paper.
Isn't that just the bottom line? And I think if we could take anything from our chat this morning, Donny, I think that's the key, that's the kernel of it, isn't it? To be self-aware, whether you're the parent or the child or the teacher or wherever you are in this whole equation, that it's your own well-being that you have to be concerned about and do whatever it takes to keep yourself well mentally and physically. And we're sort of saying, well, Samaritans is just perhaps one area that people can turn to when they're feeling under that level of stress that just can help them to cope at those very critical times.
Debbie Cusack from the Dublin Samaritans, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Debbie, and I hope that somebody listening, irrespective even if they're not involved in the exam scenario, that they got something from our chat this morning and that they will pick up. I will give out the phone number again at the end of the programme, but for anybody listening who wants to use it, it's 116123. Debbie, thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you, Donny. And Donny, can I send our very best wishes to all those young people sweating over exams today? And thank you very much for making the call.
You are more than welcome, and we echo your sentiments in relation to those students, 120 odd thousand of them. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye bye.